Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations to everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts show from Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, your money mentor. And for this Tuesday, August 24th, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the Log Mahal in Payson, Arizona. Welcome to the broadcast, everyone. This Tuesday, like every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio to talk about the traits and habits that millionaires exhibit each and every day. We crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and examine their thought processes and ideas in depth to find out what sets them apart from the rest of the crowd. Then, we give you step-by-step strategies to incorporate these techniques into your everyday life so that you, too, can start your day the millionaire way. Today is part of a two-part series on persuasion. Last week, we talked about the power of persuasion and briefly discussed Russell Granger's 7 triggers to better persuasion. Persuasion is your ability to convince someone else to your position, your product, your service, your opinion, your way of doing things that they would not ordinarily otherwise do. The power of persuasion is so important when it comes to being a millionaire, because in order to become a millionaire, you have to weed through the chaff and separate the wheat from the chaff. You have to be able to engage people to participate in your offering, your product, your service, your idea, whatever it may be. You must be able to persuade people in a method that's consistent with the way they make decisions. What we learned last week from Russell Granger is that we are not thinking beings that are experience emotions, but we are emotional beings that think. So for those of you who are in sales, oh, wait a minute, we're all in sales. You might be sitting there saying, well, I'm a housewife, I'm not in sales. Ho, 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 yes, you are. You must regularly sell your husband, your children, and other family members on what it is that you want to do or have or be. So we all need to be more persuasive. And when we understand what triggers people to follow your idea, buy your product or service, and join your mission to make the world a better place, you will be able to influence more people. And the more people you can influence, the grander the scale or audience you can have. Millionaires understand this implicitly. They must experience the ability to persuade daily in order to engage. In order to engage people to their way of thinking. If you want to amass wealth, if you want to control your destiny, if you want to influence others to buy your product or service and truly build wealth, you must understand how people respond and what their emotional triggers are in order to engender them to your way of being. Those seven triggers are the friendship trigger, the authority trigger, the consistency trigger, the reciprocity trigger, the contrast trigger, the reason why trigger, and the hope trigger. The first is the friendship trigger. People do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. This is a famous sales strategy. The friendship trigger must create trust because friendship and common bonds are a key trigger. This trigger forms the basis for all the other triggers to be effective. The friendship trigger is your foundational trigger, and it is the beginning for your persuasive success. The authority trigger is just as it sounds. By positioning yourself with knowledge and credibility and authority on a particular subject, you help the individual allay their concerns because you are an authority figure, as a politician, for example, or a doctor, or an engineer, or an architect. Because of your vast body of knowledge, experience, awards, positioning yourself as an expert in your field gives you the authority that someone will not question your expertise, your knowledge, or your credibility because you have all these accolades to substantiate your authoritative position. This is a critical trigger because it's what makes people say yes when they feel like, well, I could buy this car here or down the road or across the street, but it sounds like this person understands this car implicitly. So we must use and choose this authority trigger regularly in our selling cycles and our persuasive presentations. The consistency trigger is what we all exhibit. That means we are a slave to our past decisions. Our brains maintain a vast cornucopia of every single decision we have ever made. As a result of all of our previous decisions, we show consistency biologically and chemically that we make decisions based on our previous decision-making patterns. This is why neuro-linguistic programming is so powerful, because when we create these patterns and we have refined them over time, it's our desire to make decisions consistent with those previous decisions. And when we learn what others consistently do, we can position our proposition and persuade them according to the way they desire to be persuaded. The reciprocity trigger is also a very powerful trigger. Universally, a psychological requirement, you could say. Every human society, employs this trigger. And scientists now believe, as we know it, that it's a powerful internal trigger. The reciprocity trigger gives us an incredibly powerful tool, because when you give, people reciprocate. So if you go forward with this decision today, I will throw in this extra CD, or if you buy this car, I will give you the car mats and the air conditioning for free. So when you give, you get. The contrast trigger gives us a decision-making power where we can evaluate without expending too much brain power. Because remember, when we sell with logic as opposed to emotion, and when we persuade with logic, it's akin to a math problem-solving contest, like putting our hands in excruciatingly icy or hot waters. It causes us to burn extra calories. So we want to persuade people. We want to make decisions for people easy and simple for them to do. The contrast trigger gives them, for the more analytical folks, an ability to make a decision to go forward based on a choice. It allows us, based on our perceptions, to decide this is one option or here is another. And when you contrast the option you want them to go to, you contrast it with an unrealistic option. And the perception is, well, of course, going with you is the right decision. You could buy a car anywhere else, but I can't guarantee the service that you're going to get after that sale from that dealership. I can only provide the service we have here that I know about. Or you can have the A package, but the B package has this, this, and this also in addition to. Well, I would want the fully loaded one, wouldn't you? So I'm going to go with the B package. The reason why trigger creates and validates an ability for you to persuade at a very high level. Scientific studies have validated the effectiveness of this trigger. If you ask somebody to go forward with your value proposition without a reason, you're going to get turned down. But if you have a valid reason why someone should go forward, the request seems obvious. And the last trigger is the hope trigger. It's the strongest motivator of all human activity. This is how President Obama got himself elected. We hope for happiness, for what we desire. We hope to avoid what we fear. And it's an essential trigger, and it's fascinating and easy to employ and activate this trigger. Those are your 7 emotional triggers to persuasion. Now, fully and completely integrate these ideas and habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you. Imagine yourself with these successes already. You are fully alive, fully awake, and as you notice things around the room, you retain the invigorating energy from this millionaire focus strategy today to take with you throughout each and every day. Create some affirmations with these tools that we shared today as well to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. And that's your Millionaire Nuts and Bolts. Remember to join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. for the midweek update. I'm Heather Wagenhals, your purveyor of prosperity, wishing you a prosperous today. Finally, financial independence can be yours.